Ready to experience something new? All Trails helps you find your next hike. Whether you're looking for something nearby or planning a trip, read reviews from real people like you to choose your trail and know what to expect. You can also download the map in case service gets spotty. Plan and experience your next hike with All Trails, the app for exploring the outdoors. Download it today and find your outside.
Carter's has your family covered for every summer first. First steps, first swim lesson, or first sleepover. Our clothes help kids and parents have their best summer ever, thanks to comfy design and easy dressing details. Generations of families have trusted our must-haves for babies, toddlers, and kids, designed to shine season after season. Visit Carter's.com to shop the latest styles or find a Carter's store near you.
Real skin results start with one daily ritual. Meet Daily Microfoliant from Dermalogica. This iconic exfoliating powder activates with water to gently polish away dullness and uneven texture. It leaves skin instantly smoother and more luminous while supporting your skin barrier. Formulated with professional expertise to deliver visible results daily, even on sensitive skin. Discover your healthiest skin today. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at checkout for an exclusive gift with your $65 purchase.
All right, the transfer portal is open in college football. Opened up at 9 p.m. Pacific time last night. And the guys were already throwing their names in. And look, before the portal even opened, Cal running back Jaden Ott had already found a new home. Weird.
Wow.
Huh, how did that happen?
That's crazy.
Weird. Jaden Ott is heading to Oklahoma, where he'll be with another former Pac-12 player in backfield of John Mateer and Jaden Ott, Washington State and Cal, going to be the backfield for the Oklahoma Sooners in Norman. They got bigger issues there in Norman. Mm. Their offensive line was kind of a mess.
Which is
well,
weird.
Not kind of, very much a mess.
Which is weird for Oklahoma.
Yeah.
Long-standing history of very good offensive lines.
Well, their O-line coach stayed when Lincoln Riley left for USC, and then I think he retired last year. And they brought in two guys from the portal on the O-line, brought in, I think, three more offensive linemen in their recruiting class, or four more offensive linemen in their recruiting class. Like, they know they need to fix that and rectify it real quick. Because their defense is really good under Brent Venables. Yeah. Oddly enough, Oklahoma's offense is a pretty big issue.
Which is why you go change your coordinator, you have him bring in his quarterback, and you go get the top running back in the portal.
Yeah.
Super helpful.
Yeah, and they're going to run the ball. Mm. That's for sure. But we also have, yesterday we talked about this, when Jay Nott entered the portal, four Cal running backs had entered the portal.
Your entire running back room?
Nope.
Wild.
Fifth entered today. Last year, Javion Thomas ran for 626 yards and seven touchdowns. He has now entered the transfer portal. That'd be five. They now have true freshman Anthony League is the only running back in Cal's running back room anymore.
How bad do things have to be where if you're the fourth running back and there's a chance you might see real tick, that you're like, this is so bad, I gotta go.
Yeah, we mentioned this yesterday. Aristotle Thompson, the running backs coach at Cal, left this past offseason to go to Northwestern. And when you have a position coach change, look, everybody wants to say it's all on the head coach. And largely it is to rally, identify coaches that fit your system and in the players that you have and the players that you want there. But the most time you spend with anybody is your position coach. And those guys mean a whole hell of a lot to keeping a room together. So that's a big blow for Cal. Oregon has had a player enter the portal. Roderick Pleasant entered the portal today. He's former, I think he was a four-star corner.
Yeah.
He's on the track team. He's very fast. But it has been an issue to get on the field for him in various ways. I think the competition really is the biggest one because you look at where Oregon's DB room has been over the last couple of years. Pretty dang good.
Yeah, whether it's Christian Gonzalez or Jabbar Muhammad, like you just kind of go down the list, that there's been dudes on the edges that have been very good.
And I think this year, when you look at where Oregon went, whether it was the portal where they went and got two corners out of the portal, and then they get four freshmen coming in, they're adding six to that room and building depth. You know, these sorts of things, they're going to happen, man.
And if he's going to move into the back of the defense, you go out and you go get, Purdue safety.
Yeah, Thieneman.
Yeah, I mean, it's
And Theron Johnson, the corner out of Northwestern, really damn good. Kennedy, the kid from Ole Miss, like, they've gone out and they've gotten high-end guys. So we're going to see what that – hopefully Roderick Pleasant lands on his feet and he goes somewhere. But portal is open, man, and it's open for business. We'll see. It would be surprising if Oregon added very many guys via the portal this year, in the spring, I should say, in the spring portal, because they're pretty set at a lot of positions. I think if you were to see one, if inside linebacker pops up, adding depth to that room, wide receiver, obviously, you can never have too many of them, though. Yeah. They got some young guys, man, that are pretty dang good and highly touted guys that they've been kind of growing. And then, gosh, I don't know where you would go. Maybe the interior defensive line if a big name enters the portal. I don't see Oregon being very active in the spring portal.
I think if you're looking at the top 20 programs in the country, unless something crazy happens, like a Jaden Ott hitting the portal, I don't think you're going to see those programs really doing a ton right now.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Whether you're on the go or at the ballpark, T-Mobile is built to keep you connected wherever the game takes you. With America's best network, you know your phone is going to work, even in a crowded stadium, for instance. If you lose track of your friends after a long seventh-inning stretch, one quick message and a shared location later, you'll find each other without missing the next pitch. And you can upload the video of the game-winning hit and share it before you even leave your seat. And on the days you can't make it to the ballpark, streaming the game on the go feels just as electric. No buffering, no interruptions, just every moment as it happens. Find out how baseball hits different with T-Mobile at T-Mobile.com/MLB. Fastest based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data of national speed score results for the second half of 2025. Best based on analysis by Ookla of the speed test intelligence data for the second half of 2025.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.